We were learning last week at the end, part of a tshuva in the Das Karin of Rav Kook. The tshuva itself is dealing with a complicated question, Yeridaya. But at the end, Rav Kook was giving chizik to the Rosh Hashiva who had sent the question to him regarding the urgency of introducing Limudei Emuna. This is mamash what we're learning this morning, exactly what we're learning this morning, of introducing into the schedule of the yeshiva what Rav Kook calls the Yisoid HaGol V'Shokol HaSlochas HaTorah. He says the great foundation through which all success in Torah is going to come and all Siman Baruch will come through, meaning even the learning, to be successful in learning Gemara and Halacha and so on, the Yisoid, the foundation upon all of which all of this rests, Rav Kook says, is Tluya Hi Lefi Midas Yiras Hashem Va'ayim Kedushas Amun HaTorah HaMshireshes B'Nefesh. A person who doesn't have, could be the smartest person in the world, Rav Kook is explaining, but if he doesn't have a rotzen, nafshi, if he doesn't feel deep within himself that there's something godly about the Torah that he's learning, if he's sitting in the Torah de Lasata, in the Torah, in the ins and outs of halacha and shas and poskim of Torah in this world, and he doesn't have that bigger sense of emunah and yiras Hashem, so then Rav Kook says that a person could be the smartest person in the world, but if he's not moiker, if he doesn't value the material that he's learning as something which is higher than this world, the Torah de la'ela, so then his mind is not going to open up either to the material that he's learning. So we're on the first page over there, Kuf Lamed Gimel, the left-hand column, around 20 lines up from the bottom, where it says, V'kevan shu oisik b'tayrim. When a person is learning Torah, this is what we're learning about. This is all we're learning about Nosei Torah. When a person is learning Torah, he's not learning another subject. He's learning Dvar Elokim Chayim. He's learning the words of the living God who's talking to him, mamish, at that moment, in the Torah that he's learning. So Kevin Shu Oisik B'Torah. She dvar lekim chayim echus ha'hikara hapnimis. The quality of how he treasures and values and recognizes the significance of that unbelievable reality, that when he opens up a sefer, he opens up the sefer to learn that the Bari Olam, the creator of the world, is talking to him. The quality of how that person feels, the value, the chavivus, the preciousness of learning Torah depends on that nekuda of kedushas yiras Hashem hamitis, on that point of true yiras Hashem that is within the person. How deeply connected is this person to God? How deeply connected is he to Hashem? L'mashal, I'm just going to give you a silly mashal. If your best friend just came out with a book, you're not going to read that the same as the stranger who wrote the book, right? If your best friend wrote a book, and you know this, and you grew up with this, he's your best friend, mamash. And he was, during the whole book, he was talking and tumulting about the book, and you know that he's working on this book all the time. And then the book comes out. You know that when you read that book, every single word, you're savoring every single word. Right? Your best friend wrote an article on a book, every single word. And in every single thing that you're reading, you're thinking, yeah, I know what he's writing about, because we had that schmooze, 15 years ago, and I know what this means, I know what that means, and then how much more unbelievably sweet it is if you see that in the beginning he has acknowledgments and he wrote to my friend, my dear friend, who we've gone through life together, and I dedicate this book to. Then how you read it 100 times, and the reason for that is very simple. The reason is that you know the author. The author, how much he loves you, and how much you love him. You feel a tremendous connection to the author, and as a result of that, when you read this article of this book, it can't be compared to when you get something that's from a stranger. You can't compare it. So what Rav Kook is saying is that if we're going to sit down and learn Torah, and the book is by some stranger, so then, all right, you could read it, you could learn it, but it's just not the same thing. You can't compare it. A stranger wrote the book, so it's an interesting inyan to learn. It's an interesting book, it's an interesting article. Masechta Brachos, Sefer Vayikra, whatever it is, it's interesting. And it's educated. It's education. That's true. But the Haikara Pnimis, that you should truly value something, and there should be a feeling of Chavivus, that's if you know the author. That's if you feel a connection. If you feel a connection to the one who wrote it. Therefore, Rav Kook says, in this letter, at the end of the letter, he writes this encouragement to the Rosh Yeshiva, how Rav Kook was so happy that the Rosh Yeshiva shared with him that in his yeshiva, they're learning Svarma Kedoshim, they're learning Sifrei Yir and Sifrei Musar, and what Rav Kook is saying is that those limudim, those Svarim, are introducing each and every one of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and strengthening the bond, the love, the friendship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now when a person sits and learns, he feels like, sure, I know that. I know the Machaber. I know the author here. I have a shaychus for the author. It's not something that you just plop in front of somebody he reads and doesn't know who, what's this, where is it coming from? He's a shaychus. That's what he says. She dvar lekim chaim eichus ha'akar apnimis shal chavivas oskos shetai tluhi b'nekudus kedushas yas ha'sham ha'mitis. Ha'shuyi b'levavu shal ha'esik b'ter pnimu. That nekud of yas shemayim, of knowing, of having a sense of course we can never understand, but a sense of Hashem's greatness, and what it means, a schus, a privilege, to sit and to learn Torah Hashem. But you see that how the tzaddikim, when they were learning, that they learned with Yira and with Reshes, and how they sat and they learned Torah, the way that the Torah was given. When the Torah was given, we were shaking, we were trembling, it says. It was a pachat. We weren't sitting at Maimon HaSinai. It's called Maimon HaSinai. And now we were not sitting there, we weren't sitting back, I can't even do this, too heavy this shit. But sitting back like the guys in yeshiva, breaking, of course, the tzedakah money, the chairs are all from tzedakah money, leaning back forever on that chair, miraculously, the greatest miracles of the yeshiva is how the boys are able to do that, to sit back. And then when he gets older, he gets adept how to use the shtender also in his adventures. And to lean back and to break the yeshiva's chair on two legs with his yarmulke like this, and to say, it's your turn to read Tysus. The stance and the posture of a person who doesn't, if you got a love letter, you're going out and you're falling in love and you're borrowing from the inyan of this world, it's sharing time. And you get a love letter, it's a person, mamish, that's why the Svarim says it's called Igeris HaPurim. Igeris, the letter of Purim. It's called an Igeris. And we read it like an Igeris. So you get a love letter from, and you've been working on this relationship for a long time, and finally it was like you broke through, and you get a love letter. So that person's hands are shaking to open it up. I don't know what they do about email. I don't know how that works. But the letters, but the hands are shaking, mamish, to open and get a shmek. Maybe you could smell something from the person on the letter. And you read the letter and you read it. And you're looking in every word of the letter. Does it mean like this or not like that? Oh, it means like this. Mistam means this. And you're so excited about everything. You're not sitting back half asleep, you know, whatever, with your 40th cup of coffee and then going out for your 10th break to get some. I remember when we were in Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. I mean, this is already, this is a long time, this is 35, 36 years ago. But, I don't drink tea. I don't drink anything hot. So I don't like that. So they had this big thing of tea, you know, outside tea. I don't know if it was coffee, maybe. I think it was just tea. It was a big thing of tea. And they had these horrible cookies. Horrible! Mamish horrible cookies. These biscuitim, you know. And a big plastic bag. Like the big plastic bag. It was the same plastic bag. From Rosh Hashanah till Pesach. There's this big plastic bag. And I know that I never ever would eat such a thing in my mother's house or in America to eat such a thing. And it wasn't anything to have to with eating. It was just getting out of the Beis Medrash for a break, right? And I don't have coffee, I don't have tea, so I have a biscuit break. And I would go out to have the mamish like you would give a dog these things. these not cookies, it's like and they were broken, and guys were reaching around looking for something in there, and I always had this, but it was just, you know, look, you need a break, everyone needs a break, but it wasn't an Indian of it was just, you know, to break up the you wouldn't do that in the middle of reading a love letter. And it could be like your third, fourth time. How much tea can a person drink? And then, of course, because he's having so much to drink, for Shteitzach, he has to make a lot of ashayot, as you understand. So then he also misses half the learning. He comes in and goes out, and he has a break. It wouldn't be like that. If you get a love letter, a person sitting there, the medayik in every word, and he doesn't say, all right, I don't understand, so go weiter. He doesn't go weiter. He doesn't want to go weiter. He wants to sit on every word. Every word is so beautiful. And that's, every word has all kinds of remazim and hints, because we know each other. But if a person doesn't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, I say no, it means an hour medrega. If a person doesn't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't feel how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so the fact that he got a letter from him, it's another letter. See, he looks like, you know, another letter you put in chains. But that's what Rav Kook is saying. Shekol ma shebirchos shel yir shamayim holeches umisgaberes b'leiv. The stronger that brach of Yir Shamayim, Yir Shamayim, that you have a sense of awe when you think about Hashem, because you have this feeling of how little I am and how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And the stronger that is in a person, Shekol ma shebirchos shel Yir Shamayim halechas umisgaberes b'leiv, the stronger that feeling of Yir Shamayim is in the heart, b'kedusha b'tahara, with holiness and with pureness. Then you have a whole different way of learning Divrei Torah. Your whole approach to learning Torah. The whole feeling that you get when you're learning Torah. Kei nasim knows when you connect it to the Torah de la Eila, the Torah de la Sata, the Torah of this world, with all of the details and the ins and outs and the prote protum of Torah, it's a different Torah. Kei nasim Divrei Torah. Shehim Ma'or Pnei Melechaim. What's Divrei Torah? Torah is the light. Ma'or Pnei Melechaim is the light of the face of the living king, of the Baruch Shalom, of the living God. It's the light of his face. Keep Or Penech Nesat on the Torah is Chayim. Keep Or Penech Nesat on the Torah is Chayim. You know, Bishl Zid the Chavar, Shul Sigalina was, he was by the Yeshuas Yaakov. And the Yeshuas Yaakov didn't understand why Bishl Zid the Chavar was going to the Chayz all the time. Hislas Zitzava was one of the biggest chassidim of the Chayzim of Lublin. And Reb Hishlo is himself was a genius in Shas and Poskim learning. And apparently, the Yeshua's Yaakov considered that the Mishnah is in trouble. He held that Mishnah is in trouble, is bigger than the Chayzim learning. Even the Chayzim was a great Talmud Chacham. But the Yeshua's Yaakov, who was a Misnagid, was one of the Dovei Hador. The Yeshua's Yaakov held that he loved the Mishnah is in trouble, and he used to talk in learning. And he asked him, what do you go to the Chayzim for? Like, you made like fun. Like, why do you go to the Chayzim of Mishnah? This is one of the chayzer. What does the chayzer tell you? He tells you chumash. He teaches you. He teaches you navi. He teaches you gemara. He teaches you halacha. So that's what he asked the Yeshua's Yaakov. So Hishlo's Yeshua started to shake. He got all excited, and Hishlo's Yeshua said to him that I go to the chayzer to see how the chumash, to see the chumash when it's alive, to see the mishnayos when they're alive, to see the gemara when it's alive. That's why I go to the Chayzer movement. He himself is the living Mishnayos, is the living Tanakh, is the living Gemara. That's why I go to the Chayzer movement. In other words, Rabbi, I learn with you. We're learning. We're talking. You're learning. But to see the Or Pnei Melech Chayim, I go to the Chayzer movement because there, the Baruch Shalom is alive. The Torah is alive, and I go to the Chayzer movement. That's what he said. But if a person doesn't have Yerushalayim, if a person doesn't have Emunah, if a person is not Isaac in that Nakuda and is not working that Nakuda within himself, then you understand that. Then the Torah is it's a book. It's a great book. It's it has a lot of interesting things in it. If you're more of an intellectually motivated type of a person, it's fine. The deeper your emunah, the deeper your nekud of your shemayim, the more precious and exalted are divrei Torah in your eyes. That's how beloved divrei Torah are to you. That's how important they are to you. It's a nana zavarta. This and that. Every single word of Torah. Yikarim in his govern be'enav. Sometimes a person will say something like, talk to somebody about the parasha, say, okay, that's what Rashi. Like Rashi, you learn Rashi. Rashi. So there are a few reasons for that. The first is what Rav Kook is saying, that a person doesn't feel the yakus, how valuable Torah is stam, because he doesn't have a shaychus to the one who wrote the Torah and gave us the Torah. That, and also, it would help if the person knew a little bit about Rashi also. No? That would also help. If you had a shaychus to Rashi. If you felt a kesher to Rashi. The person doesn't feel a kesher to Rashi, so he thinks, doesn't feel as kashus, not the Kesher Baruch Hu, not the Rashi. But when a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also, in addition to that, he feels that his kashas to the tzaddik. It's a simple thing. This is a little bit what we're talking about this morning. What would be the avla? What would be so bad if, when we were growing up in yeshiva, someone would have taught us who Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was? What would have been the avla if we would have known more about Rabbi Akiva? If we would have known more about Rashi, more about the Rambam? What would have been wrong with that? Would that have hurt our Torah learning? That would have increased our Torah learning. A person would learn about the Rambam to see who the Rambam, on our Madrega, we can't understand, but a little bit of a taste of who was the Rambam. The Rambam is not just, it's not just a Psak Halacha, it's not just a Peish Mishnayis. If a person has a hergish of who the Rambam was, a little bit of a taste of who the Rambam, the toenail of the Rambam, there's a whole different feeling that you have when you learn the Rambam. Rav Baruch Ber is famous. That Rav Baruch Ber, when he used to in the shiurim, he used to always say the Heilige Rashi, the Heilige Tana, the Holy Tana, the Holy Rashi. It's an excitement and a hergish of who's talking to you. It's somebody that you know. Again, an Al Madrig, you don't know Rashi, but you feel a kesher to him. You see a person, for instance, you have someone that's a Rabbi Sheinikel. There's somebody that I know that he is an Einikel, that he comes from the Noam Elimelech. So he's just telling me, you know, he's not a learned person. He started learning later in his life. But he found out later in his life, he found out that he comes to the Noam Elimelech. So he hired a person to learn with him. Noam Elimelech is very, 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 very hard. He hired a person to learn with him every week, an hour, Noam Elimelech. And this hour that he learns Noam Elimelech, he says to me, gives life to his whole life is totally different from this hour that he pays this chassid to learn with him. He says his whole life, everything in his life is different. So you think, Baruch Hashem, that he found out that he's a miyuchas to Noam Elimelech, right? Because then he went mishugah to find out who's my zayd, who's my zayd. So he started to read everything he could read about the Noam Elimelech, and then he wanted to learn Noam Elimelech. So he had. That means that if you or I would be the Einiklech from Noam Elimelech, we'd also have our lives changed by Noam Elimelech, right? So okay, so we're not the Einiklech from Noam Elimelech. So we come from Avraham Avinu, so we don't have such yichus, right? So, but what is that? What happened? What changed to him? The Noam Elimelech changes his life. Of course, the Noam Elimelech would change everybody's life. There was a big misnagid who was together with the Baal Tanya, and he said something that wasn't nice. He said that, who is this Elimelech? That's what the misnagid said, because he knew that Baal Tanya was friends with him. He says, who is this Elimelech? I got this safe and I put it under my table, as he said, on the floor. He said to the Baal Tanya, I put the safe and Elimelech on the floor. And the Baal Tanya said to him, you know who he is? I'll tell you who he is. There's nothing that he would expect more of himself than to be put on the floor under your table. That's who he is. I mean, unlike you, that your whole existence is Yeshus and Gaiva. The Noam Elimelech himself would hide under the table. That's who he is. Anybody would be changed by the Noam Elimelech. Every one of us would be changed. But he found out he's an Einikel from Noam Elimelech. So what happened? So he started to feel a connection to Noam Elimelech. So he started to look into who is the Noam Elimelech. Again, on our Madrega, on his Madrega, who's Noam Elimelech? He started to read and to get books and to ask questions, and he hired a younger man to learn with him, Noam Elimelech, and his whole life is different. Because he was miyake of the Noam Elimelech, because he felt a connection to Noam Elimelech. So Mela felt a connection, so then he no longer he would have never seen it, never known from it. Or it would have been like in a newspaper a quote from the Noam Elimelech. But here now, he lives the whole week from the Noam Elimelech that the guy learned with him. The whole week is a chiyus from that, because it's alive. Why is it alive to him? Because the Rebbe Melech became alive to him, And when the Rebbe Melech became alive to him, then every single word is divlekim chayim, pnei Melech chayim, every word. Umiroyv chavivusa miskasha behem, and because of the great love that he has. Miroiv chavivusam. What happens? Because of the great love, he's miskashe b'hem. A cheshek anafshi apnimi. There's a tremendous longing, a cheshek. He's miskashe with a cheshek nafshi apnimi, with a deep inner longing. Why? Because he feels a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that desire to learn that everybody's worried about, what's going to get the kids to learn? What's going to get them to learn? How are we going to motivate? That's the big question in all the schools now. How are you going to motivate? Like I was talking to you about last 2 weeks ago, the big question, like especially when it comes to Gemara, how are we going to get the guys to learn Gemara? What's going to get them to learn Gemara? So I don't know what they're doing now. So the Rebbe has to first come in. He has to come in like with a parakeet and put it on his thing that says over the Gemara while he's juggling. And then he has to come in with a clown's outfit, the Rebbe. And they'll be interested enough in the sentence, and he'll try to get in a sentence. He'll try to get in a little sentence. And they get all excited by the, because he's wearing a clown's outfit, and he's juggling. He's got a little parakeet, but he brings in a seal or something that's doing some tricks, some juggling a ball, and then he'll try to get a line in the Gemara. And then they're going to make a seam on that sentence from the Gemara. And they're going to be a big party. They're going to invite all the parents and photographers and making a seam. And it's going to motivate. We're going to motivate the guys to learn. To get them learn. What I'm saying is not so far off. You see, it's not so far off. How do we get them motivated? Why not introduce them to the author? To have like a book signing, like they have Lahav $5, that every single Michigan and Meshukas that writes a book, that you can go to Barnes and Noble and you could see the Mashkas, the Malach Mashkas in person. You can meet them in person. You don't just have to read the writings of the Malach HaMavis, you can go meet the Malach HaMavis. Hillary Clinton wrote some books that are lined up, they come there 2 nights before. Can you imagine people? I don't know what their lives are about, what kind of lives they have. That they go and they wait there for 2 nights or something that they could have, that the Manuvelas can sign the book for them and smile at them or something. I don't know what they do. But and you could be sure that book, if they got Hillary to sign the book, ooh, they're not going to put that stamp. That's not going to end up in the garage, that book. Hillary herself signed the book. And what if Hillary wrote to my friend? She's got a lot of friends. To my friend, she writes there. And he said, what's your name? He said, my name is Moshe Kapoor. To my friend, Moshe Kapoor. And you're going to have that. That's not going to be in your garage, that book. No. That's going to be sitting. You're going to have it on your living room, on the coffee table. And everybody walks in and say, oh, you're reading, they look at you like you're funny, you're reading about Hillary Clinton. Ah, open it up. And my friend, Moshe Kapoor, this. It's a chashuva thing. Is it hard to understand? And that's a shaykhus, that person is a shaykhus to Hillary Clinton? Because he was standing in line for 2 nights and waiting there. Oh, Hillary. And then they give the book and what's your name? It was already a shaykhus. L'havdu alf alfav dos ad ein seif. The bari kalalamas. That he comes into each and every one of our lives. And he gives us chaya oylo not ad sechena. Not some babbling of some Irish guy, but he gives us Taurus Chaim. He gives us himself. I'm not Nafshi Ksav Ziyavs, I give to you myself. He signs not Stam, in fire, inside every single Yiddish in the Shama. A person thinks about it, a person learns. Who's the Mechaber over here? Who's the author? What's Shaychus? The Baruch Shalom doesn't say teach everyone, what's your name? The Baruch Shalom is the one who made me, the one who loves me. It's a different world. Cheshik Pnimi Nafshi Pnimi. The person learns this, learns them with a Cheshik Nafshi Pnimi. The Teva Cheshik Pnimi Lo Iris Kol Kaychus and Nefesh Bezeru Shalchaim. And when a person has a Cheshik Pnimi, when he has a big longing inside, that awakens all the kaychas and nefesh. The zirus shalchayim. Man, excitement. The zirus shalchayim. No more half asleep leaning back on the chair or with your head down on the table. You see, come in, the guys with their heads down, everybody's sleeping half. Or the chavusas are lebedik, the other one's not. And the chavus is saying, you hear me? You hear me? You hear me? You understand? Huh? This goes on chavusas. You know? That's if you have one, at least. If you have at least one that's into it. So then, maybe you can get something. What have you had? Both guys. Both guys are like not into it. It's the strangest thing. Where else do you have such a thing in the world where two people have to sit together for hours and hours and neither one is interested in each other or in what they're doing? Is there any other thing like that on earth? There's nothing else like that on earth. Two people have to sit together and they're not interested. Chasu Shalom. I'm not saying it's good. Mostly, of course, they're interested. But what's that like? To sit like that? Where else do you have such a thing where people sit like that? And if they would say, why are you sitting here? I don't know. Why are you here? I don't know. How long have we doing this? Around 11 years now. Why are we doing this? I don't know. My parents told me I'm not going to get married unless I do this. So what's the cheshek? What's the cheshek? Where comes up? Rav Kook says, Zeros means excitement, to be alive, fast. Zeros, all the koichas nefesh. When a person has a cheshek, you know that the guy's going out with a girl, and he was at work all day, he had a hard day's work, and he has no koichas, and his mother was begging him, Yankees, Pesach, Herachmanis, in 2 days, help me a little bit, help me, Ma. You know, come on, Ma, you know, I was at school today, I was working today, I don't have no kaychus. He gets a text message from his girlfriend at 2:30 a.m. I really like to see you now. Pew! You see, like in the cartoons, like the smoke. you don't see the guy, but you just see smoke. And there he is. She lives in Flatbush. You see something like a light going on the Belt Parkway. Now in Ocean Park, and he's there. I made it. His mother's asking him the whole week, do something, clean your room, something. Help me move the couch, something. Come on. You know, I'm working all day. But there's no cheshek. You don't have to impress your mom, you understand? With your mom, there's no matan schar b'tzida. So, but the girlfriend, though. Person has a cheshek. When he has a cheshek, this is not the physics. When you have a cheshek, so there's a cheshek p'nimi, then that's more, all the kerchas left b'zirah shel chai. When he has a chavrusa with his girlfriend, he's not falling asleep. He's not falling asleep without chavrusa. So all the koiches and nefesh are awake. Zivu shalchaim, he's alive. Simcha b'tuv leiv. Simcha b'tuv leiv, happiness, a gladness of heart. Simcha b'tuv leiv. That's what it means to learn Torah. But to learn Torah mitoich emunah and the nekud of your shamayim. So that's what Kook is saying. What the boy is going to do if they don't have that cheshek pnimi? So how are they going to grow even intellectually? You can't. You're just not motivated. You're not motivated. What's driving the person? What's pushing the person? B'tshuka gedoylu ne'imu shel tanug ruchani elyon v'nizgav, the great longing and the pleasantness of a spiritual delight, of a great Tanu Ruchni Elyon V'Nizgav, an exalted spiritual delight that the person feels of every single word of Torah, that this is the love letter that the Baruch Shalom has sent me. And who's Yechavusa? The Baruch Shalom himself is Shaina Kenei Bechon, Chazal says. He's sitting and learning with you. The Kevin Shekoiches and Nefesh, Misoirim, and once the Koiches and Nefesh are Misoirim, they become awakened. Through the expansiveness of this holy mid of Yerushalayim, which normally a person thinks of Yerushalayim as something that's mitzamtzim. When people say Yerushalayim, you think, oh, Yerushalayim, uh-oh. Fear of God means, fear usually means it's getting smaller and away. Here, Rav Kook speaks about the Hisrachavusa Shalamid HaKadosh Yerushalayim. Okay, Yerushalayim, the Hisrachavus. That comes with a person's feeling of the Baruch Shalom's presence. Say his rachavus. Doesn't make you smaller, it makes bigger. It's his rachavus. This is exactly what the Pisatzin is talking about in the Baruch Shalom that we'll learn. La havas a Torah. A love of Torah. A havas a Torah. And when you love something, every single detail becomes important. Everybody knows that. I'm sorry if I'm using the marshal again with a guy and a girl, but it's the we know from Shir Shim that it's the easiest marshal for us to relate to, for us to understand. Also, when the Ahava is very strong, each one notices every little thing in the other. Every little thing. With how the person looks and what the person says and what the person meant, and there's a little gesture, a little wink of the eye, a little tilt of the head. So everything means something. Because why? L'chibas kol devarah. It's chibas kol devarah. Because when there's a havas at Torah, when there's love of Torah, then the natural result of that is chibas kol devarah. The strong affection that is felt for every single word. Tell the guy and the girl, they're in love with each other. So the guy is telling his friend, did you see the way her earrings looked? So the guy says, no, I didn't even know she had ears. You didn't see that earring? She says, wow. The difference is that he loves the girl, and the other guy doesn't care at all. And the one that loves the girl, oh, every little thing. You have a guy that thinks that the girl, we'll take this marshal a step further, the guy that thinks that the girl really cares for him. So, I had a mice like that when I was growing up. There was this, one of my friends, so there was this new girl that moved into the neighborhood. And we had a minion downstairs, the teenage minion downstairs, which had nothing to do with religion. But we had a teenage minion downstairs. And there was a mechitza, there was mechitzas up to here. And then on top of that part over here, it was like wood, you know, there was less mechitza than air. It was more mostly air. And this new girl, the old girls, everybody already knew. But there was a new girl that moved in. There was a new girl that moved into the neighborhood. And it was a very pretty girl. And this was like, the whole olim was like charged up. There were guys that didn't come to shul were coming to shul. It caused the whole upsurge in Yiddishkeit in the neighborhood. This girl, I remember, she came from Muncie, this girl. Everybody was... So, there was a whole Indian there. And this friend of mine was saying to me after davening, I think she's interested in me, Maish. I said, why do you think she's interested in me? I could tell. He was picking up on like some signal through the mechitza. Now, you know, if you ask the girl, she was like looking at the clock or something. Because the guy's like on the clock's on the other side of him or something. But he's like, he already goes home. And we're walking home from shul. He says, yeah, Maish, I think this is it. I got to get up the nerve, and he wanted me to give him chizuk, like to go over to say hello, to say good Shabbos or something. I got to give him chizuk. I think she's interested, Maish. And I didn't say maybe, I don't know. But he picked up on something. He picked up on, there's a certain look over there. I think she's interested. The problem was there were like another 45 guys in the same place. They had the same machshav. Stam. They were trying to look at this girl to see, oh, she looks my way, and I look fine. It's all a person. It's a silly muscle, but it's one of those things in life that we know is out there, right? We know it's out there. So a person has to learn from everything. Everything's a Musa Haskal. And what's the Nimshal? The Nimshal is you understand that when a person is, when there's a harvest at Torah, then how every single nuance in the Gemara, every single word in the Rashi, every single word in the Tosfos, ayach sam sofer, achidah, to learn something, to see a remez in the Torah, a hint, where the Torah is giving you a little bit of a look to you, and is saying something that's nageya to you, and you always feel, the Torah is talking to me. You see, the Torah is talking to me. Yeah, why do you think the Torah is talking to you? The Torah is talking to me. But that's where there's a harvest Torah. Havaster v'yoshamayim, they go together. Where a person feels connected to the noisim hatayim, and he is yoshamayim, and emuna. So then the Torah is different. It's a havaster l'chibas kol devara. There's nothing that's small or unimportant. Every single little knach, every look, every little gesture means something. It's filled with all kinds of meaning. And the person looks at that. That's what you see by the night of the Seder, that we begin with Simonim, Kaddish, Orchatz Kava. What does it mean, Kaddish? We understand that's the Seder, the little Pesach, but it means that the Baruch Hashem is like a little thing. When you love someone, he gives you a little bit of a thing, just says Kaddish. Kaddish, wow. Orchatz, what does Orchatz mean? It's a whole world. Karpas, Yachatz, each word is filled with so much. Because when there's that ahava, then a simon already means something. Even one word means something. Then the rest of the night, we go on. So now it's Kaddish, we go Kaddish, Urchas, Urchas, Kapas, Yachas, and so on. But when there's ahava, the simonim, like Rosh Hashanah, we have simonim at the table. A simon. A simon means that when there's ahava, if there's a little bit of a gesture, a little bit of a look, a little bit of a rems, a hint, then it sends the person's heart soaring. So you begin the Leil Seder, which is the Chasna. Really, that's when Lech Dech Acharei B'Midbar, then you see some sign to be a Kala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Chasna Kala. So you understand. So we're looking for every single word. Kaddish, wow. Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rachatz, every word. means something, and it's talking to you personally, and you're looking to try to understand whatever the Torah is saying. When you see when they're two big Talmidei Chacham that they're learning together, and you see the Ahavas Torah that's burning inside of them, and how every single thing is the simcha of learning, the joy of every word. The Ahakar, the next page. So this chiba is called the vera becomes stronger and stronger, and the hahakara misgadelis miyam liyam, and the awareness and the recognition grows stronger from day to day. Bahargoshas noam kodsha, with this feeling of the sweetness, the pleasantness of its kedusha. Mimela. When a person has these feelings about Torah, Mimela, what happens? Mimela misamitz ma'od koach zikrancha b'nefesh. Rav Kook says, it awakens the power of memory that's in the nefesh. The ability to remember. If you love something, you remember it. We've spoken about this many times. If you love something, you remember it. If a person's mechavev Torah, if it's the most important thing to him, if he loves it, he remembers it. If you don't, if there's a lack of ahava, if something is missing in ahava, so then that koyach hazikaron shebenefesh, there's a koyach hazikaron shebenefesh. We know that there were tzaddikim like that, that they didn't have, that maybe intellectually they didn't have such phenomenal minds, but through the years of hasmada and through the love of Torah, their minds opened up. And their memories, they remembered everything. Because zikaron is also kach shebenefesh. We don't believe that memory is just an inyan of the memory is just an inyan of brain cells. It's an inyan of cheshek and rotzen. When you love something, when you want something, so then you remember it. Kimide dabri bai haben yakeli Ephraim. My precious child Ephraim. Kimide dabri bai. When I speak about it, I remember him. Why? Because Haban Yakeli. Because I love that child. So Midei Davi, I can never forget him. That's how it is. So when a person feels this, when there's Yerushalayim, and there's Amun, and there's Ahavas HaTorah, and Chibas Kol Devarah, Mimela, the mind becomes sharpened, and the memories become stronger, and the quality of the learning is unbelievably improved. The quality of learning. You say, what's the quality? Say, no, but that's how it works. Mirayv oz hachayim, because of the great strength of life, the oz hachayim, shatshuka kedosha shalotari ma'ereris benefesh ahoygevav yeshamayim amitis, with the longing of kedusha, of the longing for the holiness of Torah, awakens within the soul of the person who's learning Torah, but he's learning Torah b'yeshamayim amitis. Torah l'shma. With your Shemayim. When something is alive, you don't forget it. We'll talk about that Moshe Shabbos a little bit. When something dies, it's forgotten. When something is alive, you don't forget it. That's Rav Kook says, a tremendous covet for Torah. When there's a feeling of how valuable Torah, of how honored Torah is, what a schus it is for me to learn Torah. What a schus it is for me to learn. What an honor, what a privilege it is for me to learn. The Erech HaNizgav and its great exalted value. Shu'unoysen ha'ashivu yishal divrei Torah, that he gives to the value, to the worth of every single word of Torah that he's learning. How do we improve the learning? This is what Rav Kook is talking about. This is it. Shebechol yom v'yom u'mezgadlo kvi ha'gadol shel yerushalayim. The quality of his learning gets greater and stronger in proportion to how great his yerushalayim is. And then they feed off each other. And that makes the yerushalayim stronger. And the Yerushalayim makes the learning better. And the better learning makes the Yerushalayim, again, goes back and forth. Shemazgadah b'levavu midei yoyim v'yoyim. Every day, stronger and stronger. By constantly learning. The Limudei HaKodesh is talking about learning Musar and Machshav and Chassidus and Kabbalah, each person acquainted where he is in the time in his life and his level, but learning. Limudei HaKodesh Shal HaYirata HaYir V'Anfer of pure Yirat Shamayim and all of the branches, all that comes out from that. Through that, Misametz Gamken HaCharitzus HaSichlis, his mind becomes more ambitious. The brain becomes more excited and ambitious. The mind is opens up to learning Torah in the deepest way. The yifas haseichel misgadelus, and the strength and the energy of the seichel becomes greater. Now the seichel, the seichel is not just some cold computer like an instrument. The seichel is connected to the heart and to the rutzen of a person. V'acharifus amitis. And the sharpness, true sharpness in learning. The Yosha Hasvar, and to have a clear and straight head, to be able to have a good svara in learning. Herlich Misrabe becomes stronger and stronger. So Cook says, Nimsa, what I'm telling you is, Shaha Eitzah Yosha, you want the guys to be good in learning. We're all masking. This is across the board. Everybody. Chassidim, Misnagdim, Svaradim, Ashkenazim. Everybody wants that the learning should be better. So Rav Kook says, Nimsa Shaha Eitzah HaYoyse Toiva. You want the best Eitzah. HaEitzah HaYoyse Toiva LaHatzlochas HaTalmidim B'Limudam. For the success of the Talmidim in their learning. Sheyiyah Talmudam Mizborech. And you want that their learning should be blessed, meaning that it should become stronger and greater. That they should be able to hold on to it and to remember it and to observe it in their lives. And that they themselves should have nachas from their learning and oinig and pleasure from their learning. The only way, of course, says to do this is to expand their hearts every day. The Talmudei Hayir HaTahir with learning more about Hashem Yisbarach. The Talmud HaYira, these limudim of, again, in Machshava and Musa and Chassidus, to learn. V'chol miktsa'oisa, all of the subjects, learning about Amunah, learning about Bitochen, learning about the Midas, and whatever, but v'chol chochmas ha-nefesh, all chochmas ha-nefesh, v'chol teres ha-midas, All of these are branches that grow out of Yir Shamayim, of a feeling of Yir Shamayim and a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamevila de Ahavas Hashem, Tamima, that bring to pure love of Hashem. V'ahavas HaTorah Mitzvah, a love for Torah and a love for her mitzvahs. The Ahavas Yisrael and a love for Jews, or the people of Torah. In the Svarim HaKadosh it tells us that, where's Ahavas Yisrael come from? It's also, when you love someone very, very deeply, then you also will begin to love what that person loves. That's how it is. So it says in the Chabad Svarim that, Oyhev Masha Ha'ohuv Oyhev. That when a person feels a sense of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you begin to love all that Hashem loves. That's how it is. That's how Ahava works. Oyhev Masha Ha'ahuv Oyhev. You love what the beloved loves. The Baruch Shem loves Jews. The Baruch Shem loves Jews. But an infinite love the Baruch Shem has for each and every Jew. So how could you not love Jews? The Torah says, because you don't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love Jews also. A person who says to you that he loves Hashem, but he can't tolerate Yidden, then he doesn't love Hashem. It's not true. Because the Torah is, Oyhev Masha Ahuv Oyhev. You love what the one who you love loves. That's the nature of how the Baruch Hu made us. So to say that I love God, but I can't stand Jews, is a stira. that doesn't go. If a person loves a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he loves Jews. All different types of Jews. But Jews, how is Yisrael? The Machshavas Ke'elev, of course, says. With these kind of thoughts that I'm talking about now, with what I'm writing about, she yutso lifnei ha-talmidim, to be presented before the Talmidim. Shelevad masha ha-hatzlocha nitzchis. Not only with their eternal hatzlocha, forever and ever. Hatzlochas chaye olam. And hatzlochas, the hatzlocha in not only in this world, but in forever and ever, beyond this world. Hitluya ba'isa hamida, it all depends on this mida, on the degree, on the amount. Shetia Yerushalayim mishtareshes bekerv levav matar. That Yerushalayim becomes rooted deep in their pure hearts, in the pure hearts of the children. Elagamzoi she'etzem hatzlochas ha'teresh lehem. And all the hatzloch that they can have in learning. Bein bizgadlus koach hashkeda. When it comes to how much time they put into the learning. The hasmada, the shkeda, the time putting into learning, and wanting to put time into something. When a person loves something, he doesn't want to go away from it. He doesn't want to go away from it. That's why I'm always making comments about the growth of ben hazmanim over time, and how you could ask anybody that works for El Al, how much earlier the planes have been coming in over the years, how Pesach has. Pesach begins at least Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Shalom V'Darshan. Not the halachas, but Shalom V'Darshan. They're asking and V'Darshan to buy tickets. That the guy's aching to get out of yeshiva already. Machpurim, forget it. Already by Rish Chodesh, Mishnechnas Adam Adam B'Simcha, because he already went to look into buying a ticket. He's thinking he's leaving. You don't do that when you're in love. What kind of ben hazman? Again, I'm sorry. We'll go back to the boyfriend and girlfriend. So she's about to, this is the most romantic time, and they've been together now for a long time, and she's about to say the most romantic thing she ever said to him. He says, hold on a second. Ben Azmanim. I'm going with six guys camping out in Virginia for the next three weeks, month. I'll speak to you after that. You don't have such a thing. She's asking, Ben Azmanim. I'm about to tell you that I want to spend the rest of our lives together. I love you. It's Ben Hazman. Ben Hazman. The guy could walk around and he's the thing that says Ben Hazman. She'd say, did you hear? I had a good word for you. I'm sorry. Ben Hazman. I had a thought about the Gemara we're learning this man. What? The Gemara we're learning this man. Bava Kama? What? Bava Kama. Oh, no. You can see, it's Ben Hazmanim. It says Ben Hazmanim on my label, on my lapel. It says Ben Hazmanim, Ben Hazmanim. Ben Hazmanim. Don't do that, Ben Hazmanim. Ben Hazmanim, we go rafting. I'm not saying that a person shouldn't enjoy and shouldn't rest. You know that I'm not saying that. But that's what there's a Havas HaTorah bends. That's a Havas HaTorah. Can you imagine Rav Moshe Feinstein, Ben Hazmanim, bowling? Not with the kids. Don't make with the kids. I'm not saying a father goes to take his kids. Oh, they have to take the kids. No. With the guys. Just imagine that. Just like one afternoon in Vilna. The Moshe, of Chaim Eiser, the Chavis Chaim. And they get the sneakers on, and they got different shirts. It's Ben Hazman. It's not the same white shirt. Like the bowling. And it's getting bigger and bigger. Bigger and bigger. What? No. They say, is that a big deal? I'm not making a big deal about it. But Ahava Satira. Now Ahava Satira, when you see those boys, that Ben Hazmanim, you walk into Bais Medrash. I come here sometimes when it's Ben Hazmanim, you have guys that are from other, you know, that they came back from Yisrael, from yeshivas, and they're not at home, it's not conducive to learning. Those are the stars. You see the guys that come Ben Hazmanim, they're sitting in Bais Medrash, Ben Hazmanim. Big things are going to come from those guys. Doesn't have to be a famous person, but big things are going to come from his hands. It's just how it is. Because there's a difference between when you're in love and when you're just doing time. It's a big difference. When there's a havas atayra, was ben asman, and a person can't wait to get back to learning. Like the Kuzri talks about the chassid, how between shachris, he's anxious for mincha. He can't bear the time that he has to wait for mincha. He's so anxious for mincha. That's how the chassid lives. From one davening to the next davening. That's how he lives. Where there's a hava, that's how it is when there's a hava. So if Cook says the answer to the question of how do we increase the learning, by increasing the hergish of a hava. And to increase the hergish of a hava, you have to introduce the kala to the chassan. At least the kala, you have to go out, no? What do you want from the guy? They have to go out. If we never met the chassan, then where's the hava? They have to go out. Something, get to know, talk a little bit, shmooze a little bit. Something. There's a hava, then it's a different learning. And as I said, next, after Yontif, we'll finish the letter and we'll continue this session.